We all face problems we cannot solve. Problems that sometimes last for years. Sometimes people even die with their problems. Over time, we can lose hope because we believed that we've tried everything in our power to resolve that problem. But the problem remains. This morning, the story is about a problem that could not be solved by human effort. It's about a man who had done everything in his power to solve his big issue, but it remained. It's a story about personal effort, discouragement, hopelessness. It's about human need for God's power. The story of the feeding of the 5,000 is a familiar story about miracles and an amazing witness of the power of God. But this morning, we want to look at this event through someone who may have lived in the first century. So I have created a fictitious man called Amnon. And through Amnon, we can gain a fresh new insight and understanding into how we too can overcome through God. Amnon had lived in the Upper Galilee all of his life, and he'd heard about a prophet named Jesus, and he thought that this might be the solution to his problem. He traveled 5 miles by foot to the Upper Galilee to seek Jesus' blessing and healing. He was excited about it because of all that he had heard about this amazing healer. And since he was at the end of his rope with his own ability to deal with and solve his problem, he thought he would try. After walking a couple of hours, he arrived in Tiberias, the town on the lakeshore where Jesus was preaching, teaching, and blessing. As Amnon looked down on the area, he saw thousands of people gathered along the lakeshore, crowded around an area where this prophet was speaking. Amnon tried to get closer, but the crowd was so crammed and tightly connected and woven together that he couldn't make much progress toward the prophet. He stood barely hearing what was being said, and then suddenly, as is noted in the first part of the scripture from Matthew, Jesus gets onto a boat and withdraws to the other side of the lake. When Amnon saw this, he realized that Jesus was sailing out across the lake. He must have been stunned, hurt, and disappointed. He spent most of his morning getting here, and now he was watching the only hope he had slowly moving out into the lake on a boat. You know, we don't often think about those people who did not get a chance to be healed or blessed, but there must have been many of them who stood and watched along the lake as the Savior sailed away. I imagine they felt disappointed. Many of them were at the end of their rope in dealing with their problems. Together with Amnon, they watched and lamented and maybe even cried. As Amnon thought about walking back home and thinking about returning to his hopeless situation, he pondered if there were any other options. Have you ever been there watching Jesus sail away, leaving you with unsolved problems. Maybe he even seemed indifferent to them. I know that I have been there. And I know also that it's one of those moments in your life when you really find out what you're made of. Famous preacher Charles Spurgeon once said, "Trials teach us what we are. They dig up the soil and let us see what we are made of." As Anmon started turning back to head home, he reflected one more time to think if there was something he had not considered. He had no way of resolving the trouble he faced, but how could he return home? It's in that moment that Amnon and we see a wall in front of us, a barrier to living with hope, a barrier to healing. It's like a wall of hopelessness surrounding Amnon. He was giving up on Jesus. But then something happened in that decisive moment. He realized that this was his only chance, and he had to find a way to reach the Messiah. He couldn't give up without putting all that he had into pursuing the Messiah. He looked back along the lake at the boat in the distance, and then he looked down the path and started running along the lake shore to seek his blessing. Amnon had no idea where the boat was headed, but he knew that if he ran along the lake, he might be able to identify it coming across and landing on the other side. You see, Amnon had to go. He knew the only way through that wall of hopelessness was to get to Jesus. Now, the Sea of Galilee is a location that you might be a little bit familiar with, or maybe not. Here are some slides to show you a little bit about what we're talking about. The first two are of boats that would be like that boat that Jesus stepped into and went across the lake on. The next shot is a shot of the shoreline along the Sea of Galilee, or what they call Kinneret. And the next slide is an overhead from above of the lake, which shows you its size. It shows you Tiberias. It shows you all of those areas that Jesus ministered to along that lake shore. And it's about 13 miles long and 8 miles across. That's a good-sized lake. And we see in these images a lush green area and images of current boat, Tiberias, with boats on the water. And we can get an idea of what we're talking about with Amnon and his travel. As Amnon ran, he saw others running along with him. In fact, there were hundreds of people who were walking along that shore and then running and walking as they got tired, for miles, actually. Amnon must have been running for about 2 hours. And he watched the water and still saw no boat. It was getting late in the day. He was exhausted, tired, and hungry. Yet he would not give up. He walked up a hill near the lake, and he scanned the water, and there in the distance, there it was, the boat with Jesus in it, coming ashore. His heart leapt. He cried out, "There he is!" And the throng of people all rushed down along the area about 100 yards away where Jesus and the boat were landing. Amnon was thrilled. all his effort may have paid off. He would be in the presence of the prophet who could free him from his bondage. He was hopeful but nervous. As the disciples got off the boat, Jesus stepped off as well. I imagine Jesus coming off that boat, Amnon standing there, and Jesus looking at him, his tired, sweaty body, his exhaustion, seeing the desperation in his eyes. Jesus was looking on Amnon with compassion and grace. And then we can imagine that power that Jesus had in him, that power emanating from him, coming from Jesus to Amnon, that healing power. We feel that when we have done everything we can to reach the feet of the Lord, when we're desperate, hopeless, and in need of his love. Amnon must have experienced that feeling flow through him, along with a feeling of peace and warmth in his heart, new hope. In an instant, the wall of hopelessness was gone. It disappeared. This is a story about an imaginary biblical man desperate to see Jesus, to have Jesus see him and bless him, to be loved in a way that he so needed, in a way that only God can love. In another circumstance and another time, you could have been that person, desperate for hope, desperate enough to pursue Jesus until you reached him. And you've tried everything you're able to do but cannot solve a problem. And just when it seems that Jesus will give you relief, he disappears, leaving you all alone, maybe even hopeless. That's when you find out what you are made of. You will either give up or chase Jesus around the lake. Which is it? Will you resign yourself to your situation? Or will you pursue the Savior with all your strength because he and he alone is your hope? Will you bear witness, a witness to a great miracle or the agony of defeat? When we look at this biblical person and his struggle to overcome, we see Amnon was at the end of his rope, but did not give up. When the Savior started sailing away, he pursued Christ. He must have run several miles that day. The miracle that Amnon experienced is also waiting for you. Because when you're willing to do everything in your power to be in the presence of the Lord, he will be there looking at you with compassion, love, and grace. James chapter 1, verse 12 reads, "Those who stand firm during testing are blessed. They are tried and true. They will receive the life God has promised to those who love him as their reward." Amen.